Morning, everybody. I want to start with a few verses here. And just, they're reflective of some thoughts I was having this morning. So the first verse is Romans 12:12. Let me find it here. I'm kind of slow at finding my verses. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So that's just kind of a verse of how we ought to be all the time, just regardless of what there is to worry about in the future, you know, regardless of what our cares might be, and as children, regardless of worrying about the future, you know. I remember when I was, before I was married, or growing up as a young man, the only thing that ever helped me was taking the advice to just do the next step. And looking back, it's like, man, all the worrying I did, that accomplished absolutely nothing. So, but this verse here is a good way to be right now, no matter how old you are, whether you're married or not married, whether you're just a young child or an adult, just rejoicing. Let me read it again here. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. So we have to rejoice in our hope first, because God has given us the hope that we have. And our parents have also helped, you know, to show us the way. And then we're going to need to be patient in tribulation. So when things are not going our way, you know, and we don't like the way things are, we just need to persevere and go through it. That's for me too. I'm no different than any young child. I'm still a kid. But I'm an adult, so I know better. Anyway. And then continuing steadfastly in prayer. If we're having a really hard time with something, and we do not like what's going on, maybe we don't like what our brothers and sisters are doing, or maybe we're really, really itching to grow up and do better things, bigger things, but right now is the big thing. And if we can be steadfast in every little trial that comes our way, you know, we could be a martyr someday, that's real great, but what's even greater, I think, is going through that really hard thing, like maybe somebody crosses us, a brother or a sister crosses us, and we don't feel like forgiving them, or we just do not like what they did. We need to learn to forgive, and that's the biggest sacrifice we can make, you know, right now. But okay, I'll move on to the next verse. Hebrews 13:12-14. Again, I'm going to need a little time to turn there. Okay, there it is. Hebrews 13:12-13. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. So this, I thought about this, how we're all, whatever happens, you know, if we're worried about the future, you know, what if a famine happens or something, you know, and there's a great lack in the land, well, we're going to suffer together. You know, we're going to have to, just like right now, getting along as brothers and sisters, you know, whether we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, or our brothers and sisters in a family, we're going to have to work together and go through those hard times. So if we're worrying about those hard times right now, and, you know, giving in to anxiety and forgetting to pray and rejoice in one another, then we're not going to be strong, when the hard times come, you know. So that's another way I thought, like, as a child, you know, getting along with your brothers and sisters, learn to work together, learn to trust God and pray and all that. Those are all good things. And then the very last verse that I'm going to read is Galatians 6:2. Let's see, where is Galatians? Okay, Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So that's just like what I was saying, you know, like, if we're going through hard times, we're going through it together, and we're going to bear one another's burdens. The burden of each one of us is a mutual burden. So I want to admonish the young children and the young people and myself and everybody here, I'm sure would agree, you know, that we need to get along with one another and be unselfish and more devote our lives to helping one another. So Lord bless you all, and I hope you benefited from that. Let's pray. Is there any requests? Alrighty. Anybody else?
Pray for Dak and Olivia.
Okay. Alright, let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your love, God, and thank you, God, that we have each other and as brothers and sisters. And we thank you for hard times, and let's pray, Lord, that you would help us more and more to grow into your image and grow in love for one another. Pray, Lord, for the Grables as they're on their trip. Just give them safety and bless them and those around them, Lord. Pray for those who are lost, just for Dak and Olivia and anybody else. Help us to be a light and help us to be very thankful for the grace that you've given us and to bestow that on other people. And bless the message, Lord, and help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.